What if you could unlock the extraordinary power within you? Join us on our Human Potential podcast as we explore the limitless possibilities, the holy trinity of mind, body, and spirit. Discover easy-to-action tips, inspiring stories, and expert advice to help you tap into your highest potential and live a life of purpose and fulfillment. For a free transformational tool, go to soulful-awakening.com/free.
Hi guys, just very quickly, I'm right at the start of this podcast journey and I have a very specific vision for this podcast, and that is to grow it, to scale it, and to touch the hearts of as many people as I can. And in order for me to do that, I need your help. I need you to subscribe, I need you to like, I need you to comment, I need you to follow me, I need you to leave reviews. That way, that will help me to kind of attract the biggest and best guests and personalities out there. So with that said, please go ahead and subscribe, and I really hope you enjoy today's episode. Friends and beloveds, we're here again for another episode of the Human Potential Podcast. I'm here with the amazing Joey Drolshagen. Have I said that right?
Yes, you did.
Yeah, I've been practicing. Listen, welcome, Joey. Joey is a super duper coach. Super duper? Yeah, I like that. He's an award-winning coach. He's been featured on CBS, NBC. He's been written about in the NYC Journal. He's a big deal, people. He's a big deal. And he's here to provide beautiful insights, beautiful tools, beautiful awarenesses as we delve into his speciality, which is the subconscious mind. And I love that subject, by the way. So really looking forward to this, Joey. Welcome to the podcast, man.
I'm really looking forward to a good conversation with you here. I've been looking forward to this.
Cool. Like, I always like to start off with understanding the person, understanding their history, understanding their story, understanding obstacles and challenges that they faced in their lives and what brought them to this kind of gateway to transformation.
Yeah, I'll tell you, I grew up in a struggling family. My mom and dad did the very best they could do to provide for five kids and keep food in our mouth and a roof over our head. And they did a great job. And they just exhausted themselves. And there was a constant struggle to have enough my whole life that I grew up seeing. And then when at a young age, I thought, man, I'm not going to do what you people are doing. I don't know what you're doing wrong, but I'm not living this way. When I thought Corvettes and huge houses. And then I got into my 20s and I repeated those same patterns and lived that same way and lived small to the point if something came easy for me, excuse me, I thought I didn't deserve it or didn't earn it. And so that's where I came from. And at 22 years old, I became a student of the works I do today simply to change my life. But I knew in my heart I wanted to help other people live better lives. But I started out, I was the guinea pig of the whole SMT method of everything I do today. I've been the guinea pig for it and stuff. And really going through that process of understanding, shifting all of that. Later on, it would come up that it's the subconscious is what hosts all of that limited thoughts and such. And then bringing that forward into developing the SMT method and doing the works I do today.
Brilliant. Look, we're going to dive deep into the subconscious. Because like I said at the top of the show, it's a fascinating subject that I'd love to talk more about in more detail. Before we get there, just a quick point about, so all of us who are on this journey of transformation, right, and all of us who have taken that path and are choosing to continue to take that path, have always reflecting back to the world, to listeners, I was the kind of guinea pig, to use your words, right? So for me, my own journey, I recognize, well, if I can change, then I'm here to help other people change. And I always recognize that actually when I heard someone who was on that change and when I heard a teacher and a mentor and a speaker say that, I would form this initial resistance. Yeah, it's worked for you, but it's not going to work for me, right? And I just persisted. And then I realized actually it is working for me. That was just a limiting belief. So I'm just wondering, how did you cope with that initial resistance, that initial internal struggle? Because it is an internal struggle for most of us to take that step forward, to try and get on that path of change and transformation.
Yeah, the whole thing with that, you're absolutely right. And some of it is conditioning, but some of it isn't. Some of it's reality. When late in my 20s, even into my 30s, I would start going out and getting coaching because I was starting to understand some of the principles. I could start understanding, okay, it's me that's doing this. I'm not a victim of life. It's me that's choosing, making the decisions I'm making. I don't want to make those decisions, but I'm making those decisions that's leading to these results that I'm getting. And so I started going out looking for a coach. And somebody would say that they have the roadmap or they have the plan or they have your success route for you. And all you got to do is step into a pay and the investment and go forward. And I took so many of those programs like that, and I would walk away, and they were group, they were one-on-one coaching, it was self-study in all different manners. And I'd walk away with no results still. Yeah. And I thought, every time I thought, man, there must be something wrong with me. And that's why I differentiate coaching into really two buckets. One is they give you the roadmap, the ABCs, how to get to D and things like that. And on those programs, what I've learned is the person who's leading it, that worked for them. But it's based on their uniqueness that it works. So for you or I to apply that. So when I develop the SMT, which is the second bucket, when I develop the other type of coaching, is a coaching that lays out the plan, the program for you, that it becomes a unique individual journey for each person on that pathway to define their own pathway. And I'll tell you, one of the other things I've learned is that first bucket with the ABC plan or the roadmap, less than 1% of the people that take those programs ever achieve anything near what the person who developed it did. So some of that is in our programming, but a lot of that is in the reality of it. I cannot take the same actions that you take and get the same results. We're conditioned that if you want something, find someone who has what you want, figure out how they did it and do that same thing. It never really works that way, though.
Yeah, look, I love this, and I'm so aligned to this and this method and the way that you're coaching, because I know my own journey, and I talk in energy, frequency, vibration, right? So just like you said, each one of us are uniquely individual, and we have our own energetic structure. So just because a method and a system and a model and a modality has worked for you, it's worked for your energetic structure, right? For me, my energetic structure is different. So the way I coach, similarly to you, is to go, okay, let me find out, what's Joey's energetic structure? Right? Because it's not going to be mine. So that doesn't mean my modality or the modality that worked for me are not going to work for Joey, because his whole energy is different. His structure is different. His way of being, doing, acting is different to mine. So I can't give him the modalities that have worked for me. I can make him aware of them because they may work for him. But let's get to his energetic structure, right? And this is what your method, I know, does. It works uniquely with the individual to facilitate change and transformation. So I think that's a really important point to make for the listeners.
And part of that uniqueness is our conditioning, our subconscious conditioning, which is what triggers the brain waves to the actions we take or don't take. So it's based on that conditioning. If I'm coming from lack, I'm not going to take the actions that are going to break that lack. My mind is literally going to not allow me to do that. So in developing a program like that works on my uniqueness, that works on what I like to do, one of the things I do in my program, the SMT, is to help clients develop systems of accelerating habits. So the efforts we're taking bring about greater results. Every single, out of almost 1,000 clients I've worked with over the past decade, every single person has a unique set system of accelerating habits that works for them, but it's not going to work for me or somebody else.
Yeah, agreed. And thank you for sharing that. Look, before I move the conversation on to going deeper into the SMT, going deeper into the subconscious, I heard a story about you on a motorbike and the way your intuition spoke to you. I just love that story. Please share it with my listeners, because I know they're going to love this story as well.
Okay, so I ride a Harley Davidson, and I didn't buy it to ride local. I bought it to tour. So I've been all across the United States. I've been up through Canada. I've been all up through New York and everything. And so we took a trip back in 2016, me and a friend of mine, and we went out. I was in Iowa at the time. We went out to Colorado. We went all down through Colorado, came up, and the plan was to go to Moab, and then we're going to take the upper part back. And so we rode for 4 days, 5 days, and the sixth day, we had a long strip of road to go, but then we were going to end up in Moab that night. And I was hell-bent on getting to Moab. And so throughout the day, as we were riding, and this is why, let me just say before I even go into the rest of the story, this is why this is important, because the SMT method works mainly off of two of our mental faculties. It works off of our imagination, and it works off of our intuition. So it's connecting with a power source greater than what I call the Antichrist up here.
I love that. Yeah, I've never heard that. The Antichrist.
We're riding, and one of the things we added to it was a $1 million highway this day. We're riding, and as we're going through the day, we had so many instances, and I'll go into a little detail. We had so many instances, like we saw this guy, we stopped and took a break, and this guy pulls up, and talked about where he was going. We talked about where we're going. He goes, I wouldn't go to Moab tonight. That was the first thing for me, my intuition is I can feel, I have a feeling that carries a direction with it. Okay. So I got this, I get this little quick ping of this intuition and I just ignore it. About 2 hours later, we're riding again. And now we're coming by and the same guy is pulled in at a hotel and we still got 4 hours ahead of us. And so it happened again. And as I'm writing, I had 6 or 7 different instances that happened throughout that day where things would, that intuition would say, stop. And I would just go, nope. And so we're riding across going through Moab and I had the cruise control set at 70 mile an hour. I had to keep taking my hand and putting it like this to block the sun. Wearing no helmet, a thin jacket over a t-shirt and a thin pair of jeans. Flying at 70 mile an hour, trying to make it to Moab. We go past the last sign, the last indicator I had, man. My insides were just lighting up like the nerves. It felt like there was electricity in my body. And we were riding and I saw this sign that said, last bed and breakfast to Moab. And everything inside of me is going, stop it. And I literally said out loud, no, we're making it to Moab. And about 15 minutes after that, going 70 mile an hour with cruise control on, a deer jumps out into the road. Now, if he had jumped out and stopped, I would have just flew by him. But when he jumped out, he jumped again and lunged right into the side of me and put me and the bike into a shallow ditch, went across, slid now off the bike through a shallow ditch across the gravel road and then back into a ditch and stopped about 3 foot from a wood fence post and razor blade wire. I was unconscious. I remember as it was happening, like that slow motionness of life, I remember like little blades of weeds and things like that, like brushing across my face and stuff. I must have went out a little bit for a little bit and I become aware of my surroundings and I look and my buddy, who's a big guy, is like standing over me. He's crying. Like he thought I was gone. And the only house in that area was right kitty corner from us. And it was the guy who was a township EMS guy, and he happened to have an ambulance at home. Day later, we went back out there, and if you went 100 yards from where I went down, it was those really deep ditches with those huge boulders in them that I would have went sailing down. And I ended up making it to Moab that night in the back of an ambulance. And the only injuries I sustained was they had to rebuild my shoulder, reattach my bicep, and I broke my leg. I get back, we get to the hospital. I got my first gravel scrub, which I would not recommend to anybody. And then I flew back to Iowa where I was staying at the time. They did the surgery and stuff and with rebuilding my shoulder and everything. And I got a call from Salt Lake City Harley Davidson dealership, and it was the owner. And he said, I got your motorcycle here. This is yours, right? And he described it. And I said, yeah. And he said, let me get that. Were you operating this motorcycle? And I said, yes, I was. And he said, I have never seen a motorcycle in this condition that I've been able to talk to the owner. Somebody's watching out for you. And when you look at the way all those things happen, and when they put me in that ambulance to take me from the scene of the accident to the hospital, I said, I just said, I promise I'll listen to this to the best of my ability for the rest of my life. And that was a turning point. Mm-hmm. I knew the importance of intuition, but I knew the importance of it when it aligned to what my will was, what my Antichrist logical thinking told me my plan was for this lifetime. And that was a change. And I wouldn't even know then how big of a change that would be until year going forward after that for a couple of years. And today I do that. I can't say I'm perfect, but today I will listen to that. And it's so funny because it's almost like I higher power, I call it God, universe, whatever people call it and stuff. But it's so funny because if ever I'm having intuition and I'm starting to buck it and starting to think, that motorcycle accident will come right to mind and I go, okay. But it's really been a life changer for me.
Yeah. Look, that's an amazing story, right? And the fact is that you've got a reference point now because you're like, if I don't listen to my intuition, oh, motorbike story, right? There's many gifts in your story. The gifts of connecting you to your intuition, the miracle of surviving such a horrific accident. It wasn't your time yet, brother. That was obvious. God was looking out for you. I use the word God as well, so that resonates with me. And the fact that you were able to use that tremendous challenge to change something in your life. And yeah. I think that's the beauty of human life that and the path that we're on.
And we all have that. We all have that. So often something will happen we don't like and we go, this happened to me. But when I quit living life from that victimhood place, when I quit living life like life happens to me, and I started looking at it, truly looking at it, and it only came from deep pain that I did that, just like with intuition with the accident. Through my inner workings of causing deep pain in my life, I got to a point of saying, man, I can't keep living like this. So if life happens for me and not to me, how can I see that? Like, I had no idea. Like, how do you get to? And the next step of that was to remove the judgment out of what was happening. Yes. So I had to stop looking at things as being good or bad, right or wrong, fair or unfair. And I just had to look at them for, okay, what is this showing me? And once I took the judgment out of that, I could start seeing the lessons it was teaching me. The light, and I ended up writing a book called Life's Lessons, and it's all about that and opening up to that. And so as we do that and as we step into that, we all have those stories that are incredible stories based on our life journey of how life is trying to teach us. And when we follow that, we get more into alignment with understanding. And as we do that and learn those life's lessons, it's guiding us to where it is we ultimately want to be.
Yep, yep. Look, this is beautiful. It's an amazing. And every conversation I'm having with fellow people, fellow change makers in the world, always reference this point about life's happening for me. And obviously that I've come to embody that in my own journey. And I also want to pay tribute to the people who are not quite there yet, right? Who are exploring that, who are living in victim mindset. And remember, victim mindset is, for me, it's not linear, right? I can be easily triggered by something and I can go into egoic and shadow and victim. And the more adept and the more aware you become of yourself and your structure, you can quickly shift out of it. So I don't want people who listen to this, because I often get asked as a coach and a mentor to say, oh, how long will it take me to get from victim to creator, right? From victim to visionary. And my answer to that is when you stop having to ask that question, you'll know you're there, right? Because it is a journey, right? It's an absolute journey. And time is, as we know, is an illusion to some extent. And each one of us will respond differently to the information we receive and depending on what the information is as well. And I want people to realize, I guess the point I'm making here, it's okay if you're not quite there where you can say, you know what, life is happening for me. And the fact that you're here and you're listening to people like Joey who are explaining this is actually moving you from life is happening to you to life is happening for you. So just wanted to make that point.
Yeah, and if you remember what I said, like even now I'll run into things like that. But yeah, so often we have this negative connotation around the word victim, right? Like it's a weakness or things like that, but it's not, it's the way we've adapted. It's not even our fault. We've just adapted from our conditioning to living that way. So if I'm struggling financially, rich people have something that I wasn't given, or there's some reason for that. It's not a negative thing though. It's just a way to break through and open that up to great. And all of it is a way to break through that and open up to greater possibilities. So if things are happening and you think they're for me, if things are happening and I think they're happening to me, I'm coming from a much weaker place than my potential of where I could be. So it's not a negative thing. It doesn't matter where I am in the pathway. It's just starting to even play with the thought. If this is happening for me, what's it trying to teach me? And the way I get there is taking judgment out of it. There's not good or bad, right or wrong, fair or unfair. It just is what it is.
Exactly that, right? When you start to understand that life is happening for you, you transcend the good or bad, right or wrong, good and evil, fair and unfair. You realize that's just part of the illusion, part of the matrix, part of the condition that we've all experienced. Look, I want to talk about the subconscious mind and get deep into that right now.
Yeah.
And I know there's a very famous Jesuit saying, wise people, show me the child and I'll show you the man, meaning if you expose me to the habits and the routines and the condition of a 0 to 7 year old child, I'll show you exactly how the man or the woman will turn out, right? So with your upbringing and your conditioning, because you talked about how life was tough and your parents struggled to provide food on the table, what were your programs? What were your sabotage? What were your limiting beliefs that were playing out in adult life?
Oh, my limiting beliefs was that I was set into this place and I was to live in that role. I'm going to labor my whole life. I'm going to work really hard for anything I have. I remember my mom would tell me several times into my 20s, she'd say, Joey, you're going to be just like your dad now. You're going to struggle for everything your whole life. And that was the life I was living. And it was based on that conditioning. If I was, I loved and adored my parents. They did the very best in knowing where they came from and what they did with us. So I have no disrespect, no anger, upset. Like, I've been through all that with it and stuff. But if I'd had parents, like I always use, because of my age, the Rockefellers, I'd had different conditioning than what I received. But that programming of what I was told is exactly what I lived. And I struggled everything. I struggled in school. I struggled trying to be enough. I struggled struggling wanting to be enough and trying to be enough. And over, I had a full-time job and then I had a business and then I was going to school and I had a young child and I decided I was going to build a house. And then in all of that, I decided in my spare time, I'm going to get my pilot's license. And that's how I lived my life, always trying to break that mold by efforting and by running 150 miles an hour. None of it worked.
Yeah, exactly that. So look, let's talk about the subconscious mind and subconscious programming. And I always reference this, I don't know if it's Chinese, but it's an Eastern saying, right? It comes from the China, Japan region. And it's a beautiful saying. And it goes like this. It says, tell me and I may forget. Teach me and I may remember. Involve me and I will learn.
Yeah.
And here's where I'm going with this. I love that, by the way, because this podcast is about involving people, getting them really entwined into the conversation and really start getting them to think about their lives and how they can facilitate change. So using everything you know about the subconscious mind, I'm going to take me as an example, right? Because I had a coaching session 2 days ago where I noticed in the week something came up for me around money, right? And it was a specific figure. It was 10 million, right? And I live a very wealthy and abundant life and God has blessed me in so many ways. And I noticed when I thought of hitting the 10 million mark, there was an activation in my nervous system, right? Mm-hmm. It was like, oh. And I know that comes down to my condition, my program, my limiting beliefs, right? The subconscious mind going, oh, are you really worthy of that? Are you really capable of earning that? I'd love to know if I came to you and say, hey, Joey, what's going on with this 10 million block I've got? How would you direct me? How would you coach me? How would you teach me?
Sure. That what a great example to use in here, and I'll go into a little more. But let me ask you this. What's the difference between a dollar and $20 million?
Actually, and rationally, it's just money, right? It's the
value. Yeah, but the only difference between it is the way you think of that.
Exactly. The value I'm assigning to $1 and $20 million.
Yeah. So one of the things I do in my live workshops is I'll ask people, can you imagine making $150,000 a year, $500,000, and I'll keep going. I'll say, put your hands up. And when I hit where you can't imagine anymore, then drop your hand.
Yeah.
99% of the people will drop their hand at some level there. I have some people that I'll say $50 million a day and they'll still keep their hand up. And for those people, it's okay, you're not at $50 million a day and you're not because you don't believe that. That's what I call an open mind, how I can test people like that. But typically, everybody will drop their hand at some point. And what that's saying is that's our upper limit. That's what we see as possible for us. That's what we can see ourselves doing. Beyond that would be the stretch. So one of the things I do with every single client, and I started doing this over a decade ago when I was helping corporations that were in bankruptcy get back to profitability, is I would shift the mindset focus. I would shift, instead of focusing on all the problems 5 days a week in these board meetings and everything, an hour and a half to 2 hours every single day, Monday through Friday, I would shift it and start, okay, what's going good right now? Let's start talking about what's going good. And what I would help them do in essence, and what I do with every client today, is I help them develop a dynamic vision. So even coming out of the gate doing that, we're hitting our upper limit. because we're only going to see a vision big enough for this, for our conditioning, what it will allow. So then we take that vision and I work with the client to help them expand that vision. Right there is bumping up against that conditioning in the subconscious that's holding us limitation. So we can start opening that up to greater potential and greater results in our life. One of the things I would like to say really quick, when I talk about the subconscious, because a lot of people know, but not everybody. So we have, our mind is made up of, for conversation purposes, of a conscious mind that we're aware of. The words we focus on, the thoughts we entertain, the people we hang out with, books we read, all television, all of that stuff is in the conscious we have control over. And then in our subconscious mind, there's what I call this motherboard of all of our conditioning, our pattern, our beliefs, our paradigms, our habits are all in this motherboard. And the motherboard is the doing part of our life, because in that motherboard triggers the brainwaves to the actions we take or we don't take. So we all know what we want in our conscious mind, but we have this conditioning in the subconscious mind that literally creates a gap between our knowing and our doing. And so the SMT method is geared to help identify those gaps, but not to live by them anymore, to open up the avenue to shift those and start opening up the potential. So many people are living below where they want to live, and it's not their fault. They're just unaware that conditioning is what's calling the games, calling the plays of the game of life for them.
Yeah, that's very useful. And something that you just said there about they're not aware. Okay, let's go deeper into that, because for me,
yeah,
I have this saying, self-awareness equals life transformation, or self-observation equals life transformation. And it's getting people to become more self-aware about the choices, about their habits, about the thoughts and the feelings they're experiencing in their daily lives. Because for me, that changes lives, right? And you're actually saying, actually, when we do that, we're actually reprogramming or refitting the motherboard of the subconscious part of the mind. So how important is awareness and self-awareness?
It's everything. The two things I look for when I'm talking with a new client is, first and foremost, are they open? Is this person open-minded? Are they open-minded that the ways they've been doing it isn't working and there could be a way they don't know about yet? Open-mindedness, what I call the beginner mindset, it's not scrapping everything we know and it's understanding we know a lot. But what can I take from here and add to what I already know? So if you think about that, we all have unrealistic desires for our life, right? We want to have a huge impact. We want to have great children. We want to have the finances to support a lifestyle of whatever it is that we want. We have those desires. And then we go about it based on that conditioning in our logical mind that's only, it's only based on realistic actions. And we start living through these actions and we start taking the actions that feel comfortable for us, but they're guided by that, by our comfort zone, which is guided by that subconscious, that motherboard. And so to break out of that, people have to be willing, even in the awareness state of it, people have to be willing to be a little bit uncomfortable in taking uncommon actions to get uncommon results. It's the only way to do it. Make sense?
Yeah, sorry. Yeah, absolutely. So there's a bit of a technical issue there. Makes perfect sense, right? In terms of taking the action, and this is the Human Potential Podcast. And I know, we know that unless you take action to change, things are never going to change. So this is where most people struggle with, right? With procrastination, imposter syndrome, I'm not good enough, I'm not worthy enough, I'm going to fail. That to me is subconscious programming, right? And unless we, or actually, it's a question to you. So how do we stop that being the dominant kind of driving force to keep us inactive, to keep us contained and limited, and to live a life of complete kind of, yeah, limitation?
Yeah, we can't do anything different until first we have the awareness. And secondly, we start shifting that programming. And I'll tell you what I'll do here. I will put a challenge out there to anybody listening to this podcast. This is a great conversation. And here's the challenge. Take 10 minutes and write out your best vision for your life. Every area of your life, your health and your well-being, your vocation, your time, money, freedom, and your relationship. And write that out. After you get that written, schedule a 15-minute call with me at coachwithjoey.com. And in that 15 minutes, I will help you see how you can open up that potential to a greater possibility for your life than what you come up with on your writing.
There you go. There's an actionable, or there's a call to action there, right? There's an actionable action. Guys, yeah. I encourage you to do this. You can sense Joey's energy. He's here on a mission to help. He wants you to give him a call. Write your vision down. I'd love to know, yeah, what those visions look like as well. I think that's beautiful, right? Because this is how you facilitate change. This is how, you know, listen to a random event, which are not random at all, actually. You've been guided here to listen to this. And I believe you're guided here to take this opportunity where Joey has given you this opportunity to write your vision down. I think that's a great tool, actually.
Yeah. And you know, this way here, it will, within 15 minutes, it will open up the potential for anybody's life who's willing to take me up on this challenge. And I'll show you right on our during our conversation, I'll help you. I'm not going to tell you what your potential is and what you should want. I'm going to help you stir that up, to start opening that up. And even after we're done at that call, if I never talk to you again, you're going to open up a greater potential for your life, because you're going to remember what that expansion is. And that's what your desire is going to be for. And that's what you'll end up guiding yourself to if you take it forward. And all you have to do is, like I said, write it out, take 10, 15 minutes, and then go to coachwithjoey.com, schedule a 15-minute call with me, and I'll show you on that call.
All right, let's do this.
Yeah.
So look, I want to talk about your body of work, right? SMT. How did it come into creation? What does it involve? Is it, what sort of modality is it? How is the training facilitated and practiced? Give us the juicy stuff. Give us the information.
Yeah, I have multiple programs I set up, so it's unique. I have one specifically for business owners, realtors, insurance agents, salespeople, things like that. And then I have another one that's set up for anybody that wants to expand any area of their life. Maybe it's their income, maybe it's relationships, whatever it is, and stuff that we work with and stuff. And it's all based on one-on-one coaching. There's a portal with modules and everything for that hosts the programs. And the whole thing is set up coming out of the gate, developing a dynamic vision, which right away starts tapping into that conditioning. And then as we go forward, we're literally bridging that gap, developing systems of accelerating habits unique to the individual that help to start moving in that direction to that vision. And as we do that, we start bumping up against those patterns and paradigms, which is awesome. And because in that, the only way we can shift those is, first, we have to have awareness. Secondly, I have perception shifting tools, a lot of different tools that we use to make those shifts and open it up. And if you think about it, a lot of things we do in our lifetime is, it's trudgery, trying to go through it, get to the other side, like school used to be for me anyways. This here, it's developing the vision, which brings excitement. And then it's opening up avenues to start living in those experiences and bringing that vision to fruition. So every step we take, it's not trudgery, because you're opening up that vision. You're actually living that life of that vision. So it's a really exciting process to go through. And every person that goes through the program has a unique journey based on their uniqueness.
Wow, look, it sounds exciting. It sounds, I can hear the energy and passion that you are exuding as you talk about this and talk about your work. I just want to quickly touch on the objections that stop people from taking the action. Because when I look back on my own life, on my own journey of transformation, I've had lots of objections, right? From working with coaches, I would make so many objections in the Antichrist, right? In the Antichrist would come up with so many reasons why I shouldn't do this.
Yes.
I want to know what advice would you give to people who are listening to this and they've already triggered, right? The objections are already started about why they shouldn't be doing this.
Yeah, even with, and they're all paradigms. So it's all based on that conditioning. And one of the common ones I see is finances. If somebody were to break their leg and they needed $1,000 or $2,000, let's say $2,000, because that'll hit some hot points for people. And somebody breaks their leg and they go to the emergency and they say, we can't fix your leg unless you give us $2,000. They're going to figure out a way to come up with that $2,000, right? We always do. When things like that come up, we always find some way of doing it. But when it comes to the life we're living and how we're living day to day, that we never get to repeat one of those days. And once it's gone, we start looking at it and going, well, $2,000, I could use that for this instead. And I could use this. And so all of a sudden, what should be a really high priority in how we're spending our life and living our life and experiencing this lifetime gets moved down because the paradigm story comes up about the $2,000 or whatever the number is. But that number comes up and it's realizing that, recognizing that. And that's one of the reasons when I'm talking to somebody about coaching, I can identify those things and help them through that and really bring lifelong change to people's lives by doing so. So it's recognizing where that story is really coming from. Does that make sense to you?
Makes perfect sense. And I love the analogy of the body, the physical body, and how we would quite happily invest in that. And I would take it even a level further, bro. We'll happily spend $2,000 or $3,000 on a TV, on the latest TV, or like $600-$700 on a games console. Yeah. Because because the condition is such, the marketing is so good, the programming, right? Yeah. Why do you think they play adverts in between like TV programs, right? Because we're in the alpha state, the brainwaves are relaxed.
Yeah.
So they can say, hey, buy this TV, buy this Apple iPhone, buy the Apple Watch, buy whatever, right? And there's nothing against Apple. I love Apple. I love Apple products. My point is that there's a conditioning around this is what I should be invested in, i.e. the material stuff, the TVs, the bedroom, the beds, the computers. And there's nothing about investing in yourself, which is the most important investment you'll ever make, as far as I'm concerned. There's nothing about that because there's no mass marketing to drive that forward.
And when you think about it, the TV or the game console or whatever it is that we get, it doesn't really change our life at all. Investing,
it's sold to us as if it would, right? And
absolutely,
unfortunately, we're so conditioned into it. And there's a physiological risk. You know, when my thing with designer clothes growing up, I used to love material things, right? Because my pain and trauma, the way I used to receive value, receive validation, if I had something nice, it'd make myself feel good, and I would get recognition. I spent tens of thousands on clothes and watches and nice cars. And it was an instant dopamine, 5-minute hit. Yeah, look at me. Aren't I great? And bang, I was back in my anxiety, my fear, my depression.
Absolutely. When I was in corporate America as a vice president of sales, helping companies from bankruptcy back to profitability, I made all kinds of money. And I would continually use money to try to make me okay doing what I was doing because it's not what I was passionate about. This works I do today is what I'm passionate about. And I walked away from corporate America in order to start doing this. And even with the decrease in finances before it went back up, I was so much happier and I was so much more fulfilled and I so much more enjoyed things like nature and things like that really touched my heart, that it allowed me to disconnect from all the material stuff. For probably 3 years, I didn't even have a television. I didn't want a television because I got to a point of thinking, here I am sitting here in front of this screen, as big and pretty as it may be, and I'm watching other people do what they're passionate about doing, which is acting. And I'm watching them live their passion. And I'm just sitting here on my rump watching these people live their passion. Why don't I tap into my own passion? And that's really what part of it, and that's what all of this leads to. When we get into our passion, when we get into opening that, the reason we're here and utilizing our unique gifts and living that life that in our heart we crave to live, now we can't help but to skyrocket and launch in every area of our life.
Woo! Love that. This conversation is skyrocketing. Look, talking about passion, right? And I think this is probably a beautiful place to go into the final minutes of the podcast. My passion is having conversations like this, is connecting people like you, is to interview and help fellow change makers in any way I can and receive their energy. And I can see there's such great energy here. There's such great passion in what you do. I just want to finish off on, this is the Human Potential Podcast. I've said that several times in this episode, I know. What is the one tool, one awareness, one kind of piece of advice you could give someone who is on the brink of saying, I'm ready to change. I know there's something better for me, right? I know I'm being guided somehow. Tell me something that will tip me over, right? Take me over the tipping point and go, yes, let's fucking do this.
Well, the name of my company is IFGT. And it stands for It's Fucking Go Time. Yeah. You just opened the doorway on that with your last sentence. And it really is. It's time to quit living small. It's time to quit waiting for one day because so many people get to the end of their life and all that time has passed and that one day never came. And if you have a desire to do something, when I have a desire to do something different in my life, I have to step into it. And I have to do this podcast. Somebody could listen to it, get pumped up, or whatever it is. With 72 hours of not taking an action, we just fade back to where we were before we ever heard this. So it's really about taking an action. I put out there that challenge. There's no obligation for anything. I won't even talk to you about what I do or how I do it. It's really just to help you spark that level of potential and start opening up to that. And as you do that there, it starts opening up in other areas. And all of a sudden, coincidences or something happens and it starts rolling. So really, the biggest thing I can tell anybody is if you have a desire to change, take an action, find an action. I try not to come from here, the Antichrist, with determining my actions, because they always lead to my path, which is the hardest road I travel, is I try to just get in sync and be quiet for a little bit and just allow that answer and action to show up. And then I start moving to it and I take that action. It's all action-based. It's not work, labor, massive efforts, exhaustive actions, things, but it is action-based.
Look, love that, Joey. Thank you for being part of the conversation. Thank you for being present. Thank you for exuding your energy. Thank you for showing us tools and awarenesses. Thank you for offering us challenges. Thank you for being so passionate about what you do. Thank you for being part of the Human Potential Club podcast.
Absolutely. And if anybody who takes me up on the 15-minute call at coachwithjoey.com and we go through that challenge, one of the other things I'll gift you is a 4-package meditations of things you don't have to sit with your legs crossed and when any certain you can listen to them while you're driving. You can listen to them when you get up or before you go to bed. And there's a set of 4 of them. I'll gift you that as well, just to help you moving forward once you have that expanded view, to help you increase that and continue moving that forward. So this is a great conversation. I'm so excited that I got to be a part of this and talk to you this morning. Thank you.
Yeah, look, we'll attach your links, the way people get in contact with you to the podcast. And there you go, right? It's raining gifts. Joey's giving you more gifts. Thank you for being the gift that you are. And I'm just going to finish with this last sentence or last few words. It's fucking go time.
Yeah. Time to quit playing small. Your life is more value. If you have things inside of you, you don't like what you're experiencing, that's just telling you that there's more inside of you. Let's open that up.
Beautiful. Thank you very much, Joey.
Thank you.
Thank you for joining us on this incredible journey of exploring human potential. Now, it's your turn to take action and unleash your own greatness. Head over to soulful-awakening.com/free and opt in for lots of free transformational tools. Embrace the knowledge and insights you've gained and start implementing them in your life today. Remember, the world is waiting for your incredible potential to shine.